You're listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Thunder, bringing it to you live from the Coldwell Banker Group 1 Realty Studios in West Monroe. Talkin' Sports with me. As Fox said. John Tabor back in the studio. Good evening, sir.
How's it going?
I heard your prediction this morning, so we're thinking 5-2 tonight, right?
That's what I came up with.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Kluber, last night, was, I don't know,
He was on his money, man.
He was.
And There's no doubt about it. He shut the lineup down three times, and that's what he was asked to do, and they turned it over to Miller and put it away.
Miller did his job, too.
Yeah, but he threw a lot of pitches last night as well.
Right.
So it's a long series.
Kluber threw, what, 90, 95 pitches?
And I think Tito's already said he's going to start in Game 4, which would tell me he would also start in Game 7.
Right, so that's their plan.
He's got to do what he's got to do.
Let's get this show over so we can go watch some baseball. Show tonight brought to you by, always, DBAT of Monroe, dbatmonroe.com for all your baseball and softball training needs. Brought to you also by Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe for your next apartment, cypressbendproperties.com. You can join us on the Car King hotline at 888-993-7762. That is also our text line. Reading a few of the other texts from the Ben Mintz performance on Fox's show, the sports company. Pretty funny. Mintz sounded like the Frank Sinatra of Baulkhamville. So, anyway, we've got a good show for you tonight. We're going to talk to our good friend Chris Brown of Two Dudes Catering. Just heard from him. He is going to be available. We've got Coach Joey Pender from West Ouachita High School. And we've got Cody Futrell from the New Star. A lot of action going on. We've got, as we've said, we've got the Game 2 of the World Series tonight. We've got the Ed Orgeron show coming on after Talking Sports. We've got lots of football this weekend. The whole, Jimmy Graham back for Seattle? Who cares? Let's just go beat him. Just punch him in the mouth like everybody else did, like Seattle did when he was with the Saints, and he'll run and hide. So he just, to me, Tabor, Jimmy Graham never switched from being a basketball player to a football player. He'd go down, he'd post up, he'd get rebounds, get the high ball, but whenever somebody shoved an elbow in his chest, he quit going across the paint. I don't know how you felt about it, but that was it didn't bother me when the Saints traded him. You know, we got one of the best offensive linemen in center. Names just leave me. It just bothers me. So our center, whoever he is for the Saints, we got him.
Unger.
Sorry to say uncle. Oh, Lord. Unger. We got him, and we've got a offensive line that's gelling right now. So good riddance, Jimmy Graham. Never thought I would say this over his first couple of seasons, but he doesn't have Drew Brees throwing to him in Seattle, so he's never going to be what he was in New Orleans. Wednesday, Game 2 of the World Series. You know, I didn't hear it mentioned a lot, you know, but we've got Theo Epstein, who was the general manager for the Boston Red Sox when they ended the drought, really. It's not really a curse, but ended the drought. He comes to the Cubs. We've been talking about it for 2 years now. What if he brings the Cubs to the World Series? He did. You and I, John Tabor, have talked about this before. Just getting to the World Series with the Cubs, I think he's an instant Hall of Famer. That would be Theo Epstein. He's earned his money. He's earned his place in history. And if they win, there's definitely no doubt. But on the other side of the field, in the other dugout, you've got Tito, Terry Francona, who was the manager of those Red Sox, who ended that 84-year drought. So, you know, it's just kind of odd that that's how it worked out. You know, the Indians haven't won the World Series in a while, nothing near the drought the Cubs fans have endured. But Terry Francona knows a little bit about breaking a drought. He knows how to handle his dugout. He knows what those guys in the Cubs dugout are going through. But Joe Maddon, I think, is the key because he knows how to keep his players on an even keel. He's got them balanced. They don't get too excited. You did see Kyle Schwarber get really upset at that last swing he took. But still, Pete Rose predicted he was going to go 0-for-3, and he almost took that first one deep. So, you know, who knows? It's a credit to Schwarber to be able to come in after sitting out the entire season, his first hit of the season, first player to ever have his first hit of the season come in the postseason. So that's a big deal. So it was a great at-bat for Kyle Schwarber, his first at-bat. And no, James, we weren't saying that about Jimmy Graham when he was dunking over the goalpost. Loved it. But again, once he got as good as he thought he was going to be and he got really good, then the diva came out in him and, you know, he started taking plays off. And anyway, I don't want to get into that, but thanks for the text, James. You too can join in on the text line at 888-993-7762 or the Car King hotline, also 888-993-7762. We're going to grab a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to our friend Zach Green from Car King, and we'll find out what's hot on the lot over there at 12 Louisville Avenue. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it. Dax Wings and Grill is so good and so easy to find right on the corner of Old Minden Road and Benton Road. Dax Wings and Grill. What are you waiting for?
Dax in Bossier City and Monroe.
Hey, guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Whatever car you're looking for, whatever the price, for how many doors, cars, trucks, and SUVs, the king of the road, Car King. We treat you like royalty, we earn your trust and loyalty. You'll be wearing the crown and you'll start to sing, the king of the road, the king of the road, Car King.
Welcome back. Talking Sports, ESPN, 97.7 FM. The weather is not so hot anymore, thank goodness. But we will go talk to our friend Zach Green from Car King on the Car King hotline to find out what's hot over there. Zach, welcome back.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're good. Everything's good here. I was just saying, you know, it's not so hot outside anymore, but I know you've got some hot deals over at Car King.
That's right. Plenty of hot deals to keep you warm during the winter. We're going to have a 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee, leather loaded. It's called an Outlander package. It's got a Hemi. It's got a Hemi. We're going to sell that thing for $19,995. Also, have a 2016 Chevrolet Malibu with 23,000 miles, one owner. We're going to sell that car for $13,995. We have plenty of Toyota Corollas, 2015 models with around 40,000 miles on them, and each one of those you can buy for $13,500. And that's what's hot on the lot.
And that's pretty hot. Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Baseball, you watching the World Series tonight?
Absolutely.
All right, who are we rooting for?
Man, we got to pull for the Cubs. Got to pull for the Cubs. I just remember as a kid, you know, Harry Carey. And got to pull for the Cubs.
Okay. All right, well, that's good. I think that was the majority of us. I think most people around here are National League people anyway. So go Cubbies, and Zach, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, bud. Oh, wait, remind everybody where to find you.
We're at 12 Louisville Avenue in Monroe, or you can check us out on the web at carkingmonroe.com, or just give us a call at 318-330-9286. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too. Yeah, you know, John Tabor, I've rooted for the American League three times in the World Series in my life. Started watching baseball in the 70s. I remember in my first World Series to watch was the Big Red Machine versus Louis Tiant, Carl Yastrzemski, and the Boston Red Sox. My dad was a National League guy. Wasn't a big baseball fan, wasn't a big sports fan, but he liked to watch the World Series every year. So we did, and he was a National League guy, and so that's what I became. He told me one time if he had to pick a team, he would have been an Astros fan. But anyway, so in 1990, I rooted for the Oakland A's against the Cincinnati Reds. Although I'm a big Pete Rose fan, you know, the Reds, you know, all that, and I rooted for Oakland, even though I despised them, because a good friend of mine predicted that the Reds would win the World Series before the season ever started. Printed out from my computer, printed out a banner that said Cincinnati Reds 1990 World Series champions. So I didn't want that to happen. So I rooted for the A's. 2004, because of the story, I know you told me don't root for stories, but because of the history and the story, I rooted for the Red Sox to break that drought, because I thought it was just a pretty cool story. And there was high drama in that postseason. I liked it. And then I don't remember the year, but it was when one of the years the Rangers were in it when Nolan Ryan was the owner, the majority owner. So I was rooting mainly for Nolan Ryan. So three times in my life I've rooted for the American League and the World Series. And I'm 1-2. So I'm back, you know, I'm a National League guy. I'm a Dodgers fan. You know, I've said that many times. But I am a National League guy, so go Cubs, go. And I'm hot-footing it out of here as soon as the show's over and catching the game. It's on now, I guess. So I'm sure you've got it on the 40-inch from whatever that place
42
is.
42-inch flat screen from Best Way Rentals.
Cable by Suddenlink. I knew that.
And so. Rizzo just hit a double down the right line drive in. Bryant, 1-0, one out, top of the first.
1-0, Northsiders. All right. Well, we've got our good friend Chris Brown's going to be stopping by here in a moment. Chris is from the official caterer of Talkin' Sports, Two Dudes Catering, also one of the hosts of Two Dudes podcast. So But we'll have him here in a minute. We're going to go ahead and grab another break. Once we come back, we should have Chris, and then we'll be going on to Cody Futrell and then Coach Pender. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
It's Legendary Life Tips with Brett Favre.
My kids keep tearing up the lawn. You got any tips?
Just walk around the yard in your bronze cleats. It aerates the soil. And here's another tip. Go to favorites.com for a great quote from Farm Bureau.
Wait, bronze cleats? I don't have any.
Thank you. Get great auto rates, local agents, and fast claims at favrates.com from Farm Bureau Insurance.
In Jackson Parish, call Eddie Simpson at 259-4082.
We ask questions everywhere in life, except at the doctor's office.
Any questions?
No.
Ask questions. For the 10 questions everyone should know, go to ahrq.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment this local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things. We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We were responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. You can join us on the Car King Hotline, 888-993-7762. Also, our text line. We're joined in studio by Christopher Brown. Chris, one of the two dudes from Two Dudes Catering and the Two Dudes Podcast and everything Two Dudes. Chris, welcome.
Hello, sir. And to Mr. Tabor, sweet intro, bro.
Thank you, sir.
He's a DJ. He has great rates.
He knows what's up.
He's affordable. Not during baseball season, though, especially not the playoffs. Chris, Two Dudes, of course, the official caterer of Talking Sports. Okay, sorry. Just saw a text come through, said to give you his best, Sean.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Sean Williams, that is.
Yeah.
You guys are at a lot of events. You were at the food fight on the front this past weekend or weekend before?
Like? Yes, it was actually this past weekend, and that was put on by ESA's Alpha Gamma chapter. And those ladies did a great job. And so did the two dudes that were there cooking barbecue. We sampled barbecue nachos, happened to take home People's Choice. So we're very excited about that, very thankful to be part of that. They were giving back to ARCO, an organization that's very near and dear to the two dudes. And so we were definitely honored to be a part of that and got to take home a little hardware, too, which wasn't always a bad deal.
No, it's never a bad thing when you get a little recognition for the hard work you do. And so coming up, you're going to be working out with CrossFit.
That's a good joke you got there, buddy. So, actually, it's the craziest thing, and I do have to throw out the disclaimer from our friends at CrossFit Chivalry here. They're having their Wadaween Friday night, starts at 6 o'clock. When you see the two dudes there live, please understand that our product, you know, our physique is a product of the two dudes, not of CrossFit. Results are typical when you eat this much barbecue.
Okay.
And then the very next day, turning around real quick, the city of West Monroe is putting on their first annual Pumpkin Fest downtown West Monroe. There's going to be great food, a lot of stuff for the kids and the family. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. I encourage everybody to come out. You know, the ball games don't kick off that early. That school down in South Louisiana, I don't think they're playing this weekend.
No.
So it'll be a great opportunity for everybody to come out and, you know, have some fun in our community. And let's try to grow a little bit.
Grab some barbecue, go home, take a nap, wake up in time for the majority of the ball game.
There you go. Sounds like a great idea.
Absolutely. I know that as a business, two dudes, I mean, obviously you want to have dates booked, you want to make a little money, but you guys are involved in a lot of community activities where even though you're out there selling your food, you're still giving back to the community.
Oh, absolutely. You know, our philosophy on it is we're two fairly blessed individuals, the two dudes are. So we want to take every opportunity that we can to give back to the great people in Northeast Louisiana. There's a lot of things that you can do, and our philosophy on it is you can spend your money anywhere. You know, there's a burger joint or something on every corner. You got to work hard for that money. And so if we can be honored enough to get that, then we want to be fortunate enough to give some of it back. And, you know, we all got to live here, right?
Absolutely.
So you can eat anywhere, but you can only live pretty much one place. We want to make sure that the people in our home are taken care of just as much as we can.
So remember that, folks. Two dudes not only providing great food and great service, but always willing to give back to the community. If you have an event, a fundraiser, contact Two Dudes. I've known them to give a portion back to the community, back to whatever fundraiser. There's usually some way they can work out something with you. So, Chris, tell people how to find you and get in touch with you.
Absolutely. We've got a really easy marketing plan because we're fairly simple dudes. So when you want to get in touch with the two dudes, any search engine, Facebook, other means of social interaction that everybody uses, except the Snapchat kids, we don't understand all that stuff. But you just search the number two dudes catering, and you can find us anywhere, website, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you're really lonely late at night, you can also search Two Dudes Radio. Yes, we have a copy and paste branding scheme. You get tired of the catering, you just cut that out and plug in radio. You can listen to some pretty entertaining dudes cut up on the radio every now and then, too.
You had me scared when you talked about being lonely at night. So.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, it's not that entertaining. No, we have a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. So I know that you're a baseball fan, and you were able to watch most of the game last night. I know you're rooting for the Cubs.
I am.
But as you told me earlier, Kluber just had it going.
And it's not just that, but when they got late into their rotation and, you know, they called in the bullpen, I watched that closer last name, Allen, throw just nasty stuff.
And Miller before him.
Yeah, Miller came in and threw lights out. But when Allen came in, that guy looked like he was on a mission. And he threw like a 1-7 curveball that just broke off when it was 6-0. And I said, you know, I played ball coming up. I never had to hit a 98-mile-an-hour fastball or anything. But if you're the batter, you got your bat on the shoulder, and you just look back at the catcher and go, what just happened? I don't understand.
And then when Aroldis Chapman comes in for the Cubs.
Oh, my goodness. To get to the series, when he threw 10 pitches out of 13 that read triple digits on the radar gun, I don't understand how any human can feasibly hit that baseball.
Right. It happens.
Not very often.
Yeah, I don't know that their eyes are open, but it's been hit before.
Yeah, it's basically that scene from the, you know, everything's going around on social media. It's Charlie Sheen versus the little kid from Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
And the guy's got to be just standing in the box going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And he just swings the bat and sees what happens.
Yeah. Swing hard and see what happens.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know a few guys who that's their philosophy, but as much as you can't understand how someone can hit 104-mile-an-hour fastball, I don't understand how you can throw one that fast.
I don't think I can hit a golf ball that fast, let alone throw one. I mean, that, the conditioning that has to go into be a Major League Baseball pitcher, a closer nonetheless, I can't even imagine it.
And I've always been told it's not so much about strength. It's lower body strength, but it's not about arm strength. It's about flexibility. That's why they do the long toss. The more flexible you are, that's where your speed comes from.
So you're telling me if we go out in the parking lot right now and we air it out, then we'll be able to throw 103?
No, I'm telling you that if you air it out enough times and you build up your flexibility, you and I will both be able to pass 45 on the
speed gun. I was fixing to say, because we're about broke down, and we'd be out there a while and still wouldn't, you know, crack the mid. We wouldn't break the speed limit on the highway out here.
Oh, yeah, and what is it, 35 right outside?
I believe so.
But, no, look, I've reared back and thrown 50 before, okay?
Slow down, killer. You don't look, this Wednesday deal is pretty important. We've got to make sure you're here. Rotator cuff surgery is no joke.
Okay, I already had that, so I don't doubt I can do anything now, but I'll blame it on the surgery.
There we go.
It's my story, and I'm sticking to it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Cody Futrell from the New Star. You're listening to Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
You call it an investment in your business because you know what you're investing. You invest your time, you invest your energy, and you invest in building relationships that last. But does your bank? At First Guaranty Bank, we understand you're not just securing your finances, you're securing your family and the financial future for everyone who depends on your success. And it's our job to help you get there. First Guaranty Bank is now offering fixed rates as low as 4.5% for highly qualified commercial applicants with a 7-year term on commercial real estate secured loans. Contact your local branch today for details on additional rates and programs to suit your financial needs. Or visit fgb.net for a branch location near you. With 21 statewide locations for fast and easy peace of mind, we are First Guaranty Bank, your relationship and business lending bank.
All loans subject to collateral requirements, underwriting, creditworthiness, and bank approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back? Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
All aboard!
Welcome back. Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. I want to thank our good friend Chris Brown from Two Dudes Catering and Two Dudes Radio for stopping by and visiting with us for a while. Now it's time to turn to the high school football expert, Cody Futrell from the New Star. Cody, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
It's great. It's great. Several games we want to talk about with you tonight, but... I want to ask you a question first. How is it that Homer is 2-6?
Yeah, you know, that's a very surprising record. You know, they're more covered in the Shreveport area for our set of papers, so I haven't been able to follow them too much. But boy, I tell you, that is very surprising. You know, there's been several surprises throughout the year. I think that a lot of people have been shocked at, and that is certainly one of them.
Right, and again, I knew that they weren't in your coverage area, but I knew you would also just know about them. I mean, Homer is a perennially good team. You know, they don't win state championships all the time or anything, but they're always good and have a good record. But I was shocked to see them at 2-6. I knew they'd struggle. I think they may have been either 0-5 or 0-6 to start. But anyway, that's just a question I wanted to throw out. But the game that you're going to be covering this week is. Wasserman hosting Carroll in the baby, I can't remember what they call it, but the Baby Bayou Classic.
That's right. And, this has been a very interesting district for the last couple of years. You know, Carroll struggled for the last few years. Until last year, they kind of came out of nowhere, and they're continuing that. They did it last year with a whole bunch of freshmen and sophomores. Those guys are a year older, and they come into the game 6-2 overall, and then 2-1 in the district 2-3A there. Watson leading that thing. They're 6-2 overall as well, but they're 3-0 in district play. A convincing win last week over Caldwell. They also have wins over Madison and a 14-7 win over Union Parish. So, this is kind of what I think Wasman feels like with Rich. One more game after that, of course, a big rivalry game with Richwood to go. They feel like of those two, Carroll is the tougher team, and I think a lot of people feel that way, and this could be their road to another district championship and then another first-round home game, which was coincidentally against Carroll last year, and they ended up winning.
Yeah, I know that typically this is a big game and a good game, but I've talked with both coaches on the show this season, and they're both looking to continue. They've both been there on the edge, been close in a couple of those losses. So they're looking to prove a point that they're here to stay.
Right, yeah. And, I think that Carroll maybe a little bit more to prove, because Watson, they're the defending district champions, and they went to the second round of the playoffs last year. I think they've kind of set themselves up to have that respect around the area. But Carroll, this is a game that they can really prove that they are the contenders that people think that they are. And, there are two losses. Neville, of course, we all know about them. And then a very narrow loss, 21-14, to Rabel. So that's been their only two losses of the season. They're a very, very talented team. I expect this one to probably be a shootout. I think this is going to be a lot of offensive fireworks in this one.
All right, so Wasserman hosting Carroll Friday night, and I'm sure there'll be a good crowd, and they'll be very vocal. West Monroe goes to is it 1-7? Yeah, West Monroe 6-1-1 goes to 1-7 Pineville. Shouldn't be much trouble for the Rebels, but you can never assume anything.
Right, yeah. On paper, it's definitely an easy night at the office for West Monroe, but you certainly have to play the game. But barring some kind of, a lot of turnovers or just really bad penalties, I don't see West Monroe having much trouble in this game. They've won their last three in a row at Pineville when the game's played down there, and I think they've won six in a row overall in the series. And so I don't see there being any problem here, but you have to go play the game. But these Rebels, as I think they've shown the last few weeks, have pretty much figured it out on both sides of the ball. They're playing exceptional special teams, a return, punts, kicks, field goals. They've kind of done it all on special teams as well. So this is a really well-rounded West Monroe team right now.
Russell from Homer chimed in on the text line about Homer. Said, come on, the fact that you're surprised that Homer's 2-6 is evidence that they suck. And he says they are what they are. So, okay. Thank you, Russell from Homer, for chiming in on the text line. Another big game in 5A, Cody, is Ruston hosting Ouachita.
Yeah, I tell you, if I don't think that this rivalry, this local rivalry, needed any more fuel to the fire, but if it did, it certainly got it, because from all indications, there's a home playoff game on the line here. The winner of this game is in line for a first-round home playoff game, and I think we all know how important that is to teams. So there's not going to be a lot of love loss in this one. It's going to be very physical. It should be a really fun game, and looking forward to seeing how that one comes out. Both teams needing a district win in the worst way, and Rutson's got a little bit of momentum. They've gone through so many growing pains throughout the year with the injuries to they've gone through three or four different quarterbacks throughout the year. They've overcome a lot. They've got a really good, strong defense. Ouachita comes in with one of the best athletes in the area, quarterback and Arkansas Razorback commitment, Devion Warren, and that one should really be fun.
Going back to the West Monroe game, we've talked before, West Monroe has gotten off to some slow starts. Games are close at halftime, and they seem to kind of pull away. This may be an opportunity for the Rebels to figure out those first half issues, whatever they may be, this may be a good game for them to work those out.
Yeah, especially offensively. You know, they actually, it was close and right up until halftime against Wichita last week, and then a very, very crazy, one of the crazier series of events that I've seen in a game happened in that final 2 minutes of the half. West Monroe scores a touchdown with about 2:27 to go in the half. Then they that was set up by Wichita snapping the ball over the punter's head and giving West Monroe the ball at the 15-yard line. On the ensuing Wichita drive, they punt the ball. They were forced to punt again, and Taylor, the Rebels are able to return that for a touchdown. And then Taylor Young on that return, 85 yards. And then right after that, when they kicked the ball off to Wichita, Wichita fumbles the ball on the kickoff, and West Monroe returns that for a touchdown. West Monroe scored three touchdowns in the final 2:27 of the half. It went from a 10-7 Wichita lead to West Monroe being up 30-7 at the half.
Jeez.
Or it was 7-3 Wichita, and then West Monroe broke it open to go up 30-7 at the half. So you can't, you know, even though the score by halftime shows, you know, you might say, you know, West Monroe has figured things out to, you know, in the first half, which they, you know, they took advantage of everything the opponent gave them. But it was such a crazy series of events. I don't know if you can necessarily say that, because I don't know if something like that's going to happen again.
Exactly. So, you know, again, this could be a good game for them if they go out and take care of business like they should. Maybe that gives them a little momentum going forward. And so the next team they face, they'll be have things figured out for the first half. Another area team that should have an easy night at the office on paper anyway is OCS. They're hosting General Trass.
Right, General Trass, 0-8 for the season, I believe. And what's this OCS team has really just been strong on both sides of the ball. And Grant Fitchhugh, he's getting it done both with his arm and his legs. And he's one of the better running quarterbacks we have in the area. And, of course, he's the son of head coach Stephen Fitchhugh, so he's grown up since he was a baby in this offense. And he is I think he's going to be able to take the Eagles a long way. And they've got great players around him, too. Skylar Wilhite at running back, and I believe he plays a little bit of defensive back as well. And they've John Ivan Morris at wide receiver. You know, a lot of really good, talented players over there at OCS.
Somebody told me, and I haven't tried to verify it, but somebody said that their junior high team lost this year for the first time since those kids were third graders. So they've got the program, and you can tell it is a program over there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they, you know, he much like what West Monroe has done and what Mickey McCarty has done for the most part throughout the years with his assistants, you know, keeping a lot of the same staff around him for so many years. So has Coach Fitchhugh at OCS with Coach Bristow, the track coach, is also the defensive coordinator and has been for a long time. Coach Washam has been with him for many years, and there's several other coaches that I can't think of their names at this time. But they, you know, he just like any good program likes to do, they've been able to keep their staff intact, and that really goes a long way to building a program. That's an important part of it, and you're right, they have a very strong program there.
Now, I've got Coach Pender coming up after you. The West Wichita, they, you know, defeated Grant last week 34-22, and they're going to be taking on an obviously tough Neville team who quieted Tioga. Tioga built that game up against Neville last week as the biggest in program history, and they were prepared. They were ready for Neville, and a 41-3 score kind of set a little difference. So West Wichita and Neville Friday night, what are your thoughts?
You know, Tiger could have very well been prepared for that game as well as they could, and that can still be the score. This Neville team is, especially if you're a team like Tioga that can pass the ball around, they're a big, big challenge. They have this returning four in the defensive backfield, leading the area in interceptions, and I believe a lot of those guys are three-year starters on defense, and the big defensive lineman that's going to be in the All-American game, Mathis, up front, and we know about Jay Cole at quarterback, leading them to a state title last couple of years, and this is just this is a juggernaut of a team, and I don't envy Coach Pender. I've enjoyed working with him through the years, and really, he's probably going to be one of the funnier guys you're going to have on your show. So, I really enjoyed being around him through the years, but boy, they have a tall task
coming up this week, especially considering, you know, a couple of weeks ago, West Wachita lost the area's leading rusher, Andrew Lockhart, to injury. He was leading the area in rushing yards, I believe, at that time. And he's been out the last couple of weeks, and they've had to move Hunter Chatham from quarterback to running back. He did an admirable job. He's actually up for our High School Hero Award in the voting this past week as he had a big game at running back. But, you know, when you have to move kids out of their natural positions, that can cause trouble. And then when you're playing a team like a program like Neville, you know, it could be a very big challenge.
Absolutely. So we'll find out from Coach Pender if the Chiefs are up to it. And, Cody, I appreciate the time. As always, remind everyone how they can keep up with what you got going on and how they can follow you during the game.
Always during a game or any time I'm out at an event, you can follow me on Twitter at CP Trail, capital TNS. And we have our new star sports football app, which is Nela Preps Plus. You can download that for free on any phone, whether that's Apple or Android device. And then, of course, our website, thenewstar.com. So we're kind of a little bit of everywhere out there.
And that's Nela Preps Plus, the word spelled out plus, correct?
Right, yeah. That's, you can just search for that on either iTunes or on Google Play through if you're an Android device, and you can download that for free. We have live score updates on Friday night, Thursday night. We know whenever the game's going on, Saturday as well. That's football only. For now, that's football only. But right now, during football season, high school and college and the Saints as well, we have updates on there. On any article, any football articles that we post will also go to that app.
Outstanding. Cody, thanks again. Enjoy the weekend. Have fun covering the Baby Bayou Classic.
Guys, have a good one. Thanks.
All right. Cody Futrell from the New Star. We're going to take another break. When we come back, more Talking Sports with Coach Joey Pender of West Wachita on ESPN 97.7 FM.
Whatever car you're looking for, whatever the price, for how many doors, cars, trucks, and SUVs, the king of the road, Car King. We treat you like royalty, we earn your trust and loyalty. You'll be wearing the crown and you'll start to sing, the king of the road, the king of the road, Car King.
A bright future starts with a healthy lifestyle.
Pinocchio!
Good nutrition and physical activity are fuel for your child's mind and body.
Now you're talking!
And the food pyramid will help you find the right balance of everything you and your child need. Grains, vegetables, fruits, oils, milk, and meats and beans.
Nothing can stop me now.
Just remember, smart choices from every food group, along with the right amount of physical activity, can put everyone on the path to better health. Don't have to make a wish for a healthier you to come true. Just eat right.
Here's an app.
Be active.
Come on, I'll race you home.
And make it balance.
Attaboy, Pinocchio.
A healthy lifestyle can lead to great things for you and your child. Visit MyPyramid.gov to learn more. That's MyPyramid.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
I'm Chef Alon Shia, and I love being a tourist right here in Louisiana. It's easy to do thanks to LouisianaTravel.com. Whether it's a day trip outside of town to try a new restaurant or a three-day outdoor adventure with the family, LouisianaTravel.com has all the trip ideas and planning tools you'll need. So log on, explore our great state, and pick your passion in Louisiana. Visit LouisianaTravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism and this station.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN, 97.7 FM. Join us on the Car King Hotline, 888-993-7762, or the text line at the same number. Coach Joey Pender on the program for the first time. Coach, how you doing this evening?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm great. Now, before we get heavy into your game here, we know you've got a tough test Friday against Neville. So that's going to keep you up. But are you going to have an opportunity to watch some World Series tonight?
Yeah, I think I watch a little. I watch a few innings of it.
Okay, all right. So with that out of the way, We want you to be able to relax some. Big test for West Ouachita this Friday as the Chiefs go to the undefeated Neville Tigers. What's your take on that? I mean, we know, you know, there's not a lot to say about Neville. They are what they are. They've been doing the same thing. Hadn't lost a game in, what, 32, 33 straight? So you know what you get, what you're in for.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to tell you what, Coach McCarty and his staff do a wonderful job. You know, years ago, I coached at Jonesboro Hodge, and I went through a series like that. We won state champions down there, state championships. And
I remember.
You know, and it's one of those deals where, you know, you realize what kind of players you have and how hard you work and everything falls into place. But, you know, also it's got to be a lot of good coaching involved. And I think Coach McCartney and his staff do a wonderful job with what they have.
I think a lot of people would agree with you. But, you know, nothing too shabby on the West Ouachita side as well. It's not like you guys are just going to go over there and lay down. So I know that you've been talking to your players. They know how important the game is. They know how big the game is. Are they ready? What's their focus?
Well, let me tell you about my young men. You know, at times we look at our guys and we wonder, you know, early in the season what kind of young men they would be, and when the going got tough. And I couldn't be more proud of my football team. Those guys play extremely hard. And it doesn't matter if we're playing Neville or the Green Bay Packers or the New Orleans Saints. I believe in my young men, and I believe they're going to play hard every day out of the football game.
And as you should, and that's what you have prepared them for during two-a-days and preseason and all of that. So like I said, we know they're not going to go out there and lay down. I think everyone is expecting – you know, I hate to say your best effort, because that would mean you weren't giving your best effort all the other games. So I just think people are expecting, and I know Coach McCarty would say this, they're expecting your guys to play hard Friday night.
Oh, well, and, you know, the last week against Grant, they tied it up in the third quarter, 16-16. And to me, that was our finest moment as a football team. Our guys realized that we were kind of backed in a corner, and we had to leave. Now the momentum was on the other sideline, and guys like Michael Menard, a linebacker, and, you know, several of those guys, Hunter Chatham, my starting quarterback, those guys just took it to the next level. And the last, from the middle of the third quarter on, I think it was the best quarter and half of football we played all year.
And so that probably gives them a little momentum going into this game. What do you tell them? Do you say anything different? What is your message to your West Ouachita players heading into this game against Neville, coming off of that 34-22 win?
Well, it's really not a lot different than other weeks. You know, we prepare every day in practice, and we work for a goal. You know, we want our young men to play hard and let the chips fall where they may, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go with Forsyth Avenue, and we know they're a great football team. We know they got, you know, 7 or 8, 9 prospects. But you got to play the football game, and we're going over there to play it, and I expect us to play hard, and we'll let the chips fall where they may.
Absolutely. I don't want to ask you to look ahead, but I guess I kind of am. What do you tell your guys now that the season's getting down close? We've played, you know, 7 or 8 games here. You only have a couple left. Do you have them focusing on anything other than the game in front of them?
Well, you know, young men are a lot different than was when I played. You know, back when the earth was cooling and I played a game of football, you really didn't know what was going on unless the coach told you.
Right.
Now with all the social media and kids are a lot brighter about the game than we were, you know, we were years ago. And, you know, I believe in being honest with the football team. I told my guys on Monday that we win both games going out, we in the playoffs. We win one of the two, we in the playoffs. And we're going to be on the bubble if we don't win one or two. So, You know, I think that's the best policy. I think young men, you can't fool them. They understand the game, and, you know, they study the game. So it's best to be honest, and I laid it out there for them.
Absolutely. So they know what's on the line. You know, I know it's difficult sometimes because you don't want them, you know, thinking that it's more than the Neville game, you know. But, again, like you said, they're aware because of social media and everything going on that, you know, playoff hopes could be on the line. But I just think that, kids, especially in a place, you know, like a Neville, like a West Ouachita, where you've got some history in the playoffs and all that, the kids are able sometimes to put that aside and focus on the task at hand. And I know you hope that's the case.
Well, and, you know, and that's where it falls on your senior football leadership. And we have a tremendous leadership in our football team. And we kind of did a little one-on-one at the end of practice today, a lot of high-spirited competition. And seniors on both sides were getting excited. And, you know, it was a great practice then on Wednesday. Of course, Wednesday's the last early work day, getting ready for the week. And we ended practice with a lot of spirit. And, you know, that goes back to your seniors. And, you know, we're getting ready to play a football game. I know a lot of folks don't give us a chance, and because of Neville's so good. But, I mean, we're going to play, and we're going to roll the dice out there, and we're going to see what happens.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck. I appreciate you taking the time to come on the program, and we'll talk to you just down the road a little bit.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck. Coach Joey Pender of the West Ouachita Chiefs taking on the Neville Tigers on Forsyth Avenue Friday night. This segment brought to you by Dr. K.C. Wade, Dr. Kelvin Wade, 401 Hall Street, Suite A in Monroe, specializing in preventive medicine. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show and get ready for the World Series. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
Curbo's Tire and Alignment Service and Nexen Tire Company have teamed up to offer you great tires and a warranty that can't be beat. When you buy four Nexen tires, you get free tire rotation, plus tread wear, road hazard, and roadside assistance coverage for 36 months. Curbo's also offers front-end alignments, brake work, and shocks and struts. Curbo's has been serving this area since 1970. They're located at 619 Monroe Street, right behind KFC in Ruston. Call 255-1545.
On a big truck's journey, the driver faces long hours, unrealistic deadlines, and fatigue. Driver fatigue could lead to devastating accidents, leaving people seriously injured or killed. A big truck wreck requires serious legal help.
I'm attorney Bobby Manning. If you've been involved in a wreck with a big truck, I know what to do for you. Don't delay. Call me today.
Attorney Bobby Manning, office in Monroe. Call 324-1411.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%. APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. They knew what to do. Great show tonight. Our friend Chris Brown from Two Dudes Catering and Two Dudes Radio stopping by the studio. Talk about a little baseball, talk about Two Dudes Catering, of course, the official caterer of Talking Sports. Coach Joey Pender from West Wachita as they get ready to take on the undefeated Neville Tigers Friday out on Forsyth Avenue. And, of course, our good friend Cody Futrell from the New Star, talking all things high school football. He'll be at the Wasserman Carroll game Friday night. John Tabor, is it still 1-0?
Yes, it is. 1-0 middle second.
1-0 middle of two, so I've got time to get to a TV. I'm looking for that 5-2 win tonight. Arietta from TCU, nonetheless, right, is throwing tonight. And just hoping for a Cubs win, just to get some history, be able to witness history again. Like we did with Boston. I don't think we'll see a bloody sock this series or anything, but I'm hoping there's some high drama and it goes to seven games. Want to thank our program partners, especially Cypress Bend Apartments. Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe for your next apartment. Visit cypressbendproperties.com. As always, we are presented by DBAT of Monroe for all your baseball and softball training needs. DBATMonroe.com. Thanks to Dr. Casey Wade on Hall Street. Thanks to Car King, the Car King Hotline. You too can join the program every week. Hit us up on Twitter at TSports977FM. Let us know if there's something particular, so I'll start to say special, but particular you want to talk about. But for tonight, we're done. Thank you, John Tabor. You've been a big help, as always. Thanks to our guests and our program partners. Well, we're going to sign off and go watch some World Series baseball. You've been listening to Talkin' Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron. To listen to the show live, tune in every Saturday to ESPN977.com. Or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.